What else do we need to do? Two more things. One, we've got to develop a plan. So you're going to need to continue to do this on your own. But before you leave this moment, there's something I've learned about goal setting that has really empowered me. And that is, I try to never leave the sight of a goal where I've set one without taking some action towards its attainment. I mean, right now, so you get the power of a momentum behind you. So right now, next to your 9 goals, I want you to come up with at least one activity you can take immediately, like right now or within the next 12 to 24 hours maximum. So let's say, for example, one of your personal development goals was you want to learn to dance or you want to learn to sing. Then I want you to go to right now and you're going to go to the phone as soon as this tape is done and make a call to set an appointment. Do not put it off. If one of your goals, personal development-wise, was to learn to speak a new language, you're going to make that phone call. If one of your personal development goals was to go on a diet, you're going to start that tonight. When are you going to make the commitment, and what are you going to do to immediately initiate that? And if you're going to start tonight, call somebody and say, by the way, tonight don't make dinner, because here's what I'm going to do, or here's what you should make for dinner. In other words, what is a single action you can take right away? If you have a big financial goal, for example, or a thing goal, you might say, well, Tony, what can I do? I set down this goal, and my goal was to have a new Mercedes-Benz. Well, great. Then you're to pick up the phone, and what's the first thing you do? Call and get them to send you a brochure, or go buy today and sit in one. What's something you could do right away? In other words, today is going to be a massive action day of making initial progress towards attaining these 9 goals. You're going to have a heck of a day. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's your assignment today. Number one, to write down one action you can take in each of these 9 areas, and then to take that action today. I can't stress that enough. Do not leave the sight of a goal without taking some form of action to initiate that goal into becoming a reality. Does that make sense? Okay. The other thing I want you to do and finish off this tape with is this. I have learned, as I told you earlier, that it's useful not only to know why a goal is important, but also to take a look at what would the price be in your life if you didn't achieve a goal. In fact, one of the ways that I make decisions now that's really helped me in my life for a few years is I've developed this little thing I call my rocking chair test. And I offer it to you as a way of taking a look at your goals and making sure they make real sense for your life. Here's what I do. I imagine that I'm 85, 90 years old and I'm in my rocking chair. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking back on my life. And I look at the goals that I've considered. Like, for example, I decided I wanted to learn to fly helicopters. And I wasn't sure whether I should actually do it or not. I didn't have the time. I didn't really feel like it was a smart way to commit myself since I had so many other commitments out there. So what I did was this. I set the goal and I said, okay, let me look at it from 2 views. I'm 85, 90 years old. I'm in my rocking chair and I'm looking back on my life and I never learned to fly helicopters. What did I miss out on? How does it make me feel? Well, as I thought about it, I thought, God, I don't get to have the freedom. I don't get to share this incredible experience with the people of going 160 miles an hour, 10 feet above the water and doing what I call helicopter surfing. Kind of changes the state of normal surfers, but it's a lot of fun, right? But I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to go from San Diego to LA in 40 minutes. I'd have to keep driving for 3.5 hours for years and years and years each way. I'd miss out on seeing dolphins and whales and having fun and going on unique picnics up in the mountains with my lady at any time that I want to. I'd miss out on all that stuff. I'd miss out on so much juice. And in my rocking chair, I could see I wasn't willing to give up 40, 50, 60, 70 years of flying. It wouldn't be worth it. I'd always have remorse. Then I looked at the other perspective. What if I'm in a rocking chair, I'm 85 or 90, and I've been flying for 60, 50, 40, 70 years, whatever it would be? How would I feel then? And my state just brightened. I thought, what a life. To be able to fly, to think, to be, to do anything I want as quickly as I can and share it with all the people I care about. I mean, that's what life is all about. That's passion. That's joy. That is my life. I feel incredible about my life as I look back on it. I call that my rocking chair test, and it helps me make decisions real quickly. You can use it as well. Take a look at these goals and put yourself at age 80 or 90 in your rocking chair and say, okay, if I didn't accomplish these goals, how do I feel about myself and my life? What did it cost me? So that you see not only the benefit of getting the goal, but you also see, hey, there's going to be pain if I don't get it. So you get that double push, right, from the carrot and the stick. So you really follow through. And by the way, if you're already 80 or 90 and you're listening to this program, then of course you need to set a goal for 100 or 120. They asked George Burns, what's the key to old age? He said, keep breathing. So get an idea of what goals you have. Well, no matter what age you are, how young or how old, decide right now, How do you want your life to be as you mature? And as you look back on it, how do you want to feel about it? That's really the point here. Do your rocking chair test. And also, get the pleasure. Right now, imagine you're there and imagine you've achieved all of these goals you wrote down. How do you feel about your life? How much more joy is there? How much more juice? See, on this day, when you went through this workshop, or fun shop, if you will, think about the impact it had on your life, the magic you created because one day you decided exactly how you wanted your life to be. Remember, clarity is power. Enjoy your trip to the rocking chair and be sure to come back here and enjoy the present as you work your way in that direction. Again, today can be the beginning of a new life. Make sure, do your rocking chair test and figure out what actions you're going to take today and then take those actions. Success comes from taking those initial steps. Use your personal power today, follow through on your actions, and reap the rewards. And over the next 2 days, remember, you have a chance to condition yourself to success with your subliminals. Plus, this weekend, I have a special offer for you, something that can take you to another level if you choose to use it. And that is, we've just finished this session on goal setting, right? But what happens if you achieve all these goals, and then for some reason you go, is this all there is? I mean, you work so hard, and you get to that place we talk about where people feel unfulfilled. I have to tell you, over the years, I've had the privilege of coaching individually some pretty major, prominent leaders around the world. I had one individual in particular, for example, that paid me more than $1 million for a year to help him turn around his business, but it was really about turning around his personal life because he was so unhappy, and yet he'd achieved everything he thought he wanted. He was wealthy beyond anything he could spend in his lifetime. Everybody knew who he was. He had all the significance he'd hoped for. He had all these people that supposedly loved him. He had all the degrees, all the background. He could travel anywhere he wanted in the world, the homes, all the things, all the emotions you would think a person would want. And you're still totally unhappy. I want to make sure there's no possibility of you being in that place. And so in order to help him initially, and then it's helped me immensely personally and the people I've worked with, I developed a set of understandings about why people sabotage themselves, and more importantly, what does it take to be totally fulfilled? So what I've included here is this special bonus session on the 6 human needs. And by the way, what that'll do is introduce you to what we can do at the end of these 30 days together if you'd like me to continue to coach you. In other words, a lot of times people will say to me, what do I do at the end of 30 days? Well, you certainly could go back and listen to these tapes because you'll have these for a lifetime and you've only listened to them once. But I also provide for you something I call Power Talk, which is a monthly audio magazine with 2 tapes. One where I provide a new tape every single month. The newest technology I've come up with or I've learned or synthesized on how to improve your life physically or emotionally or financially or professionally or in your relationships. And then the second tape, I interview someone that I respect, somebody who I think is a great influencer in the culture. So each month that's available. So this tape will give you an introduction to that. You'll get a chance to see if you want to continue to have our relationship, what that might be like. But the real reason I want you to have it right now is because I think it'll take everything we've worked on in these first 12 days and help you to take it to another level of not only understanding, but enjoyment and fulfillment. So do your subliminals this weekend, do your homework, and most importantly, if you can, you don't have to do this weekend, but if you can, spend a weekend with me on fulfillment. It's just one tape, but it's one I promise you won't forget. So I'll look forward to being with you on Monday for day 15. Till then, be powerful, have fun, and live with passion. What are some of your nitty-gritty goals? What are some of those things that people said, oh, you'll never have that? Do you want a helicopter? A jet plane? I was going to say a harem, but that probably won't go over real well.
Cultural mismatch.
Yes, that's right. Let's see, what else do people want? What are some things you want to have? What are some thing goals?
A studio of my own.
Oh, great.
Music studio.
Do you want to create your own music studio?
It's happening right now.
Good. What else? What other kinds of things do people want? Do you want a separate little cottage to escape to? Or a beach house? Or a beach condo? Do you want a little sailboat you can escape with?
Would you like to own an island in the Pacific?
Would you like to own an island in the Pacific? Or maybe a timeshare in the Pacific? You know, what would you really like to have? What are some of your thing goals? Are there some concerts you want to go to? some plays, some movies? Are there some things you want to give your kids? What would you like to give your kids? If you don't have any kids and you give something to them, you'll have kids quickly. That makes total trance sense. Let's see. What else?
Save that one for volume two.
Yeah, that goes for volume two, clearly. That's above and beyond mortal men like us. Let's see. What else? What other things do people want?
Was this a two-minute frame? I think you pretty much handled it.
Okay, great. On the tape, though, give them 2.5 minutes.
Why don't you keep your credibility and give me an insert for that?
Okay. We're going to give you about 2.5 minutes to be able to do this, to make your list of thing goals. So go for it now. Boy, you're a time stickler, I can see.
No, I'm a precision stickler. I read that chapter in your book.
Jeez, yeah, but that's not what precision was about.
Yeah, but I like the word.
Yeah, no kidding. I like the way you try to slip that one by me there, dude. Okay, here we go. Okay, now, take this list of thing goals. By the way, how would you feel if you had all these things in your life? Be kind of fun, huh? Yeah, you go, yeah, a little more than fun. I'd be pretty jazzed.